Can I have a couple of people help me with the communion? Father, we thank you for the Holy Communion. You've given this to us as the most intimate part of our relationship with Jesus. You told us that if we discern the body of Christ, we can expect to have health and healing in our body. If you're wondering where I got that in the Bible tells us, Paul said there was only one reason that Christians are sickly and die early among you is because they don't discern the body of Christ. So if we do discern the body of Christ, we can expect to have health and healing in our body. So Father, we thank you for this body of Christ, this perfect sinless body of Christ that was beaten and bruised for us. His body was pierced for us, and he shed blood on purpose. He took stripes on his back for our healing, and he took the full wrath of God's fiery judgment, the judgment that was meant for us. So we're taking of this broken body for our healing and our well-being, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure, because it is the blood of God. And it had no sin in it whatsoever. Jesus never once made a mistake. And it's because of that blood of Jesus, our sins are washed away and we've been put into right standing with God. We qualify for all of the blessings that God has to offer us because of this blood and what Jesus did on his cross. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles up to Psalms chapter 37. And I'll pray for us. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for being so graceful and so faithful to us, so forgiving. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for bringing us to the point where we will be soon liberated. You brought this world through so many things. We thank you for holding us in your hands and protecting us. And we are your children. We are the sheep of your fold. We praise you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody see the news lately? Maduro got arrested. And everybody just... They just pick out one little point that they want to focus on, you know, and they don't see the whole big picture. The whole big picture is the Babylonian system is coming crumbling down right before our eyes. We are going to be liberated very soon, very, very soon. We're going to be liberated. No longer will we be debt slaves. No longer will we be held accountable to an evil system. Praise God. It'll be wonderful. It's going to really, truly be a great day when the church quits asking Satan for permission to be a church. That sounds silly, doesn't it? But you know, every single church, almost every single church in the nation asks Satan to be permission, to have permission to be a church. How can I say that? Are you a 401c3? Then you just went and effectively asked the devil for permission to be a church. It's time for America, it's time for the whole world to wake up. It's really especially time for the church to wake up. We have a constitution. We have a constitution. The constitution says we are tax exempt because we are a church. We don't have to have a 401c3. We don't have to ask the devil's permission for anything. This is all coming to an end, whether the church votes on it or not. It's all coming to an end. This world is being liberated right before our eyes. Get excited. We're being set free. We're being set free. And a huge percentage of America doesn't even know they're in bondage. We have been for all of our lives, we've been in bondage. I know we got that song, Home of the Brave and Land of the Free. I know, but you have to ask permission to do absolutely everything you do. You have to have permission to drive. You got to get a driver's license. That's a tax. You got to pay license plates. That's a tax. You have to pay them for your privilege to drive. Actually, it's a right. See how chained down we have been as a people. They boiled the frog slow to get us to a point of complete demoralization and complete submission. But God, He stopped it. And it's stopping in great leaps and bounds now. It's really going to be like an avalanche now. I want you to look at Psalms chapter 37. This was a prophecy. You can look at this prophecy as a prophecy that is being fulfilled right before our eyes, right now. Psalm 37, verse 1. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." So let's look at this. We have a lot of people that are really, really worried about what's going on right now. A lot of people. There's a lot of people that are scared out of their minds, and they're sitting in church every single Sunday. That shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. Whatever. There may be some of you that have been on some project that you've been trying to get done for a long time, and sometimes you just feel like quitting. Don't give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. The sun is about to rise upon this nation in ways we've never imagined. We are being liberated right now. These evil people have been in the process of bringing us into complete submission for a very, very, very long time. But we're getting set free from that. And things are going to change in glorious, glorious ways. We just have just a little bit of time, a little bit of time. But always remember this. The best scenario I can come up with is you kill a rattlesnake, he's not done being dangerous. See, you can kill a rattlesnake and pick him up by the tail, he can still bite you. No matter how dangerous these people have been, no matter how much we've done to them, they're still dangerous. And see, when you wound a rattlesnake in the head, he starts biting in all directions. He just goes wild, striking at anything that might move. That's the way these people are going to be. To this point, they've been kind of methodical about their attack. But the Bible tells us to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. You know, right here, you know, we let the Lord be our light. We let His word guide us. Pay attention where you're at. People run around half asleep. They think, well, we live out in Fort Davis, there's no danger. No! You got to get that out of your mind. Be wise as serpents. Pay attention where you're at, what you're doing, where you're going. Now, verse 1 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Literally, he tells us not to be anxious. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there may be a lot of turmoil all over the world. There's rumors of wars. There's rumors of scary things all over the world. And now the seems like Facebook has picked up a new bad habit called AI, and people are just losing their minds with this stuff, and people are believing everything they see. Don't believe everything you see. See, the devil can do lying signs and wonders. I don't know what it takes to get people to pick up on this concept. But when you hear something, let the test of time be the judge. Do not react. See, this is how gossip just tears churches up, it tears people up, tears communities up. Somebody will hear something about somebody and then they'll go running and just talk all about it. Instead of going and asking that person what happened. Instead of waiting for the truth. You know, it always takes a little while for the truth to come out on any situation. You know, whether... You know, there could be a crime in the community or anything that could happen. And what I've noticed is something will happen and everybody will get on the posse train and want to go hang somebody. And see, you need to just stop. You need to just stop because it's going to take a couple weeks for some of the truth to start coming out. You know, but if you just take one person's side of the story, you're running around with less than 50% of the truth, if that. But the biggest thing is, he told us right there in Philippians chapter 4, 6, and 7, said, let your requests be made known to God. So that means we're going to have to focus on him. See, if we're not going to be, see, it'd be one thing for Jesus to just tell us, don't worry. That'd only be half of the solution now, wouldn't it? But he gave us a way not to worry by focusing on him. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding can flow through our hearts and minds. See, if he didn't give us the rest of the scenario, we'd fail. But he gave us a way not to worry, not to be anxious. Now, I understand that there's a lot of things going on around the world and in our nation, and this whole nation is about to be rocked. Every part of it is going to be sifted, even the churches. Every single denomination is going to be sifted. There's nobody going to get out of this without being sifted. Every single one of them. Because the devil has corrupted every single inch of our world. Even the church. And our Bible, there's been, these people have withheld information from us that is very valuable to us. They've withheld truth from us that we needed. But if we knew the truth would set us free and they would be doomed. But it's coming out, it's coming out. It's been trickling a little faster and faster, but it's going to come in floodgates. We're going to have great revelations. People may think that I'm blasphemous for saying that. But I've told you guys before to buy this book called The Day of the Saints. Look it up and buy that book called The Day of the Saints. There was a day when the Catholics had all control of the Bible. And they were the only ones that knew anything. They call it Dark Ages. Well, one day, somebody came up and asked Martin Luther, who happened to be a Catholic priest. They asked him, said, have you ever read the New Testament? He said, nope. So that got him to asking questions. Ask questions about everything. Don't just take it for room temperature. Ask questions. Why? See, we start, these little kids, when they start growing up, they ask why all the time. They're always asking 1,000 questions, and we start telling them to not ask questions. And then they grow up, and they're not asking questions. And then they go through life under somebody else's control. They should ask questions. You should question everything. Except for Jesus is Lord. And he is your Savior. Amen? Well, anyway, Martin Luther found out that you needed to be born again. And the Pope would have had him killed except for Martin Luther was friends with the Black Knight. So then there's a revelation. All of a sudden, somebody knew something new. And then one day somebody found out, hey, we're supposed to get baptized in water. So they had a big church fight. Some of them went forward. And they started getting baptized in water. And then somebody learned something new, said, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's a thing for today. So they had a big church fight. They went forward and they got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then they found out about healing. And they keep finding out new things. The church is going to find out some new things. Get ready. The Bible tells us that we're all going to come together in the unity of the faith. Throw your doctrine over your shoulder and get ready. We don't know everything. Did you know that? We don't know everything. It's going to shake the charismatic world too. There's a lot of things that we're going to learn. There's going to be a lot of revelation that we haven't even looked at. It's going to come to the forefront. Just get ready. But confirmation bias is your biggest enemy. Confirmation bias is your biggest enemy. What do I mean? If it doesn't agree with what you believe, you're going to say, no, that's not for us. We have Holy Spirit to guide us and teach us and show us. Bible also tells us, in the end, all things will be revealed. All things will be revealed. You know, there was a bunch of books they found in a cave in the Middle East. They call them the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's being revealed. Being revealed. Be led by Holy Spirit and ask Him to help you with this. I was blessed. I started asking questions early on. And I was reading the Bible and I said, well, who decided what books needed to be in the Bible? Well, that was an important question to ask, don't you think? So then I started looking to find out who decided this stuff. And it's not that good of a crew. You know, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, God spent quite a bit of time talking about the Jubilee. And you're supposed to have a Jubilee every 7 years and every 49 years. That means a complete release of debt. People get set free. Slaves got set free. All this stuff happened. You know, the debts would be removed. You really can't find anywhere in the Bible of anybody celebrating a Jubilee year now, can you? And then they just stopped talking about it in the New Testament. Why? Because if there was a true Jubilee year, then the banks would have to release the debts of the people. They'd have to set them free. Remember, Jesus said, watch out for usury. Said the debtor, the borrower is the servant of the lender. So we never celebrated a Jubilee year. That's how long this evil system has been in place. Can you see that? Right now, we're on the very edge of being liberated from that. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're getting there. As a nation, this is the third time we've been through this. People that refuse to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. This is the third time that we've been in this position to be set free from the central banks. Now, the next thing it says, you know, it says Neither be thou envious against evil workers of iniquity. We're in Psalm 37 again. It says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. You know, they're going to go away. They may go away kicking and screaming, but they're going to go away. That's what's going on all over this world. The whole world is in this tribulation. And the evil people are being extracted. Trump just extracted one in Venezuela the other day. It's happening. Right now, before I don't think people understand what a glorious day this really is. We're getting close to being actually truly set free. Now, verse 3, this is the big thing. It says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Yep. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. I don't care how much study time you have in a university. It says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. You know, we've been told a lot of false information. We start getting told false information when we're little kids, we just keep getting fed it all the time. It's a constant bombardment. But he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, I see a lot of things, a lot of posts on Facebook, a lot of different things from different news sites. It says, trust in the plan or trust in Trump. Don't trust in Trump. I vote for Trump every time. I support him 1,000%. But trust in the Lord. Trump's a man. Trust in the Lord. You know, what's going on around this world is even above Trump's head. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. We haven't learned everything. Did you know that? And in the whole scheme of things, we probably know 1% of what's going on in this world. And we might know even less of the truth. Verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Literally have a deep, joyful appreciation. Spending time with God. Spending time with Jesus. Getting in his word. See, this is how we're not going to be anxious. I learned this a long time ago. I didn't understand it, but I could get really troubled from the world, and then I could go read the Bible, and I didn't know where to find the answers to the problem that I was facing, but I'd just go read something in the Bible, and it seemed like it would calm my mind, it would bring peace. But see, you get your focus off of your problem and get it on the answer, which is God. You know, you can start praising God. You can read Psalms to God. You can pick up your Bible and read Psalms to God. That sounds silly, doesn't it? Not really, because God told us to return his word to him. Remind him of his word. What, did he forget? No. No, he didn't forget. We do. But when we return his word to him, it will not return to him void. It will accomplish what he sent it to do in his creation. So when we take his word and we remind him of his word, we're praising him. And you're praying. Sometimes people find prayer hard, but you can pick up the Bible and pray to God by offering up praises to Him. That's the sacrifice of praise sometimes. Sometimes it's not real easy to praise God. You know, when we're on top of the mountain and the sun's shining on our heads and there's no wind and everything's going our way and it's all good, it's easy to get your hands up in there and praise God and thank Him and shout hallelujah. But that's not much of a sacrifice now, is it? It's when we're in these valley of the shadow of death moments where things aren't going exactly the way we want them to, and the wind's in our face and it's snowing sideways and it's cold and all your friends are seemingly far off, and sometimes it may feel like God is far off. That's when we offer up the sacrifice of praise. And that's how we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let's look. Down here to verse 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. That's God reliance. How many of you have been faced with a problem or a challenge and somebody said, what are you doing? I'll figure something out. Why don't you let God figure it out? He told us not to rely on our own understanding now, didn't He? So in order to let God figure it out, we're going to have to cast our cares over onto Jesus because He cares for us. We cast our burdens over onto Him. You physically say that. You're faced with a challenge. You don't know what to do. You say, Jesus, I cast this care over onto You. You take it. And then ask Holy Spirit for the wisdom. Ask Him for the answer. And then don't be anxious. If you find yourself slipping back into anxiety, cast it back over onto Jesus. You may have to do this. It may be a fight. You may have to do this continually for a little while. But you keep doing it, and you cast it over onto Him, and you let Him keep it. See, He did say, seek first the kingdom of God, which is love, joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? In order for us to operate in the kingdom of God, we're going to have to continually cast our burdens over onto Jesus. Amen? You know, the Lord's Prayer, we say that all the time. And there's even people that aren't born again say that prayer all the time. But one of the things that is in that prayer, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God has heard our prayers, and His kingdom has come. And this world is getting cleaned up. Right before our eyes, His will is going to be done. I don't know how cool this place is going to be when this thing gets swept up. It's a pretty good place right now, don't you think? How good is it going to be with the devil taken out of the way and all his minions gathered up and taken out of the way so that we can actually live in the kingdom of God and prosper and thrive the way He designed us to? The Bible talks about a new earth. The Bible talks about that holy Jerusalem, the bride of Christ. coming down from heaven and setting down on this earth. Now remember, we've discovered that every time there's something wrong, there's something right. There's an anti to everything. You know, for a long time you heard the word NWO, New World Order. We have a one world church, a one world currency, and a one world government. That's what they were trying. See, that's what the Euro dollar was all about. That was the start of the one world currency. They wanted to have a one world church. They wanted, you know, that's what the coexist thing was kind of pushing, you know. Everybody get along. I even had a couple of pastors try to tell me we all worship the same God. They were talking about Muslims. I said, no, we do not. But they're still pushing that idea. Well, I got news for you. There is going to be a one world church. We're all going to come together in the unity of the faith, where Jesus is Lord. We are going to have a one world currency. You know, God's money system didn't leave. It just got shuffled back. And at one point, it was illegal in this nation. It was. Did you know at one point it was illegal to own gold? Gold and silver is God's money system. We're going back to that. And we're going to have a one world government eventually. The Bible tells us that the government is going to rest on Jesus' shoulders. He is going to be the head of everything. We will have a one world government, but it's going to be a peaceful kingdom. It's going to be a peaceful kingdom. It's going to be a good place to live. How wonderful would it be to live in a world where neighbors aren't fighting neighbors, neighbors aren't stealing from neighbors, countries aren't plundering other countries for their resources, we're not bombing the tar out of everybody else in the world. See, this is one of the reasons that everybody's so mad at Trump, because he's not starting any new wars. He puts an end to conflict. But these people actually made money off of wars. That was their number one money-making machine. And that's coming to an end. We will live in a land of peace. It says in verse 7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Literally, take peace, comfort, and center serenity in the Lord. Rest in him. See, there is a rest for us to have in Jesus. When you're resting, you're not working. You know, there's a lot of people working hard to get to heaven. You're supposed to sit down and believe on Jesus. Amen? You're supposed to believe on the work he did for you. You cannot earn it. That's where your rest comes from. That's where your rest comes from. Now you're not worried all the time about doing this perfect or that perfect or this perfect or that perfect. I'm not talking about going out there and being an idiot, but I'm talking about going through life one day at a time, living life on life's own terms, knowing that when you do make a mistake, you have an advocate. His name is Jesus, and he ever lives to make intercession for you. You've already been put into right standing with him. Amen. Regardless of what's going on in this world, you are in right standing with God. The Bible tells us about this table that's been prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. That's right here and right now. On this table is everything that you need and want. You have to belly up to that table. You have to pull a chair up to that table and help yourself. God is not going to force anything upon you. I don't know if you've noticed this, but He's not going to force anything upon you. If you don't want salvation, He's not going to force it upon you. If you don't want healing, He's not going to force it upon you. If you don't want prosperity, He's not going to force it upon you. And you're also not going to get any of those things by osmosis. See, you're going to have to pull up there and you're going to have to receive it. Same way you got born again, you received it, didn't you? You believed it in your heart and you confessed it with your mouth, you received it. That's how you're going to get everything else from heaven to this earth. You're going to believe it in your heart. You're going to confess it with your mouth. You're going to say, thank you. I received this. It's mine. Amen? Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything you do for us. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you that your kingdom is being established on this earth and that your will is going to be done. We thank you, Father, that you keep teaching us and you keep revealing your truth to us and you keep exposing stuff that was hidden from us. The hidden things are being revealed. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.